This is Yujang from Thirsty for Art, and I welcome you to our mini episode that's going to guide you through an actual art exercise that you can do at home for yourself. And today's theme is all about making art for your perfectionistic self. So if you are feeling like you're being perfectionistic about your art and your artwork, then this is the one for you. So the art materials that you need are a piece of paper, and if you are going to use watercolor, which I highly recommend, watercolor brush and a cup of water, then you will need a watercolor paper. So something like a multi-purpose paper, or a watercolor paper would be great. And get a 8.5 by 11 or bigger size if you can. But if you don't have a bigger size, then a letter size or even just a smaller one is fine too. So get watercolor paint. And if you are like, I don't have watercolor, then choose a oil pastel or crayon, I would suggest. So if you have all those ready, then come to this audio and let's get started in centering ourselves before we begin the art. So sit comfortably in your chair or on the floor, and let's simply breathe deeply and intentionally so it relaxes you and it actually allows you to get easily into the creative flow. So simply breathe deeply and intentionally so that it can relax you. And when you're relaxed, you get into your flow more easily. So we're going to take some deep breaths. Stop with anything that's going on in your mind or in your surrounding. And let's just focus on where you are right now and take a really, truly relaxing breath. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Let's do that a few more times. And as you go, let's do it more deeply. So see if you can inhale a little bit more air and let go and release more air when you exhale. And at the end, you can let out a big sigh as you exhale. That helps me relax a lot. Just sometimes making that sound out loud really helps. So that's all for the breathing. And now let's start with art. So you're going to use your watercolor or oil pastels and just choose 2 to 3 different colors that represent your mood today. So how you feel today. Just 2 to 3 colors. And after you've chosen the colors, use your brush or use that pastel and fill in that paper you have in front of you with those colors by using just shapes and lines. That's it. Or just filling in the paper. So nothing representational, nothing really detailed actually, but just using shapes and lines, that's all. And fill up the paper with those 2 to 3 colors. And it might take about 10 minutes or so, but take however much time you need, pause this, and then come back when you're finished. So after you've finished, let's look at your artwork. Actually, grab your notebook and journal. I've actually needed to tell you this before, but grab a piece of paper and write down with a pencil or pen how it was like to fill up that paper with those colors. Did it feel relaxing, or did it feel a little bit like releasing these feelings? Did it feel more stressful actually? Or were you able to focus, or just how it felt like as you were filling that paper in with those colors. You can pause this to write that down and come back when you're ready for the next one. So when you have finished that, you are pretty much done with this exercise, actually. But one additional question that you can answer is, how difficult was this? How easy was this for you to make something that was kind of just who you are, just expressing? And it's just not about creating a certain kind of picture or image, right? So how was that experience in terms of how difficult it was? Was it really difficult or was it really hard? Was it really easy? So write that down in your paper or journal and why it was like that, you think. So that's all for this exercise. This is just really good when you just need to get out of your head. I feel like a lot of people who are perfectionistic, they're just really in their head about how a picture should look like or how an artwork should be and how you need to make it and things like that. But this exercise actually really focuses on just expressing and getting in touch with how you are instead of really focusing on how something looks like. And it's a really easy thing to do. This exercise is just so quick and simple that it might feel like it's like, it's nothing, right? But for someone who feels like making art is so daunting and so, it could be scary if you're very perfectionistic too, because you're scared of making mistakes. But this, it's not about finding mistakes in your artwork. This is just all about letting you create without limits and without right or wrong, because your feelings can't be right or wrong. It's just feelings are feelings and you just put them on paper, right? So it just really helps with letting go of standards and rules and just getting in touch with how you feel and letting that feeling guide you in that art. So I hope you enjoy, and I will talk to you next time with a mini episode. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.